Well, yesterday we told you the story about the pitchfork attack in Ballard. A woman just going to the post office, and all of a sudden, a guy who had just shot up meth attacks her with a pitchfork. I still want to know why this is being charged as second-degree assault and not attempted murder, as he stabbed at her leg and she was able to use her purse as a shield. And then he started stabbing at her chest and neck before some good Samaritans came, chased the guy, and pinned him down for the cops. This is not the only thing that is happening with drug vagrants in Ballard. And there was an incident that no one has heard about that could have been unbelievably tragic. And I was alerted to this by Doug Dixon. He is a shipyard general manager there in Ballard. And he CC'd me a letter that he wrote to the prosecutor's office. And Doug joins us here on Cairo Radio. You're with Pacific Fisherman Shipyard and PFI Marine, right, Doug?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So tell my listeners, because I don't think anybody's heard about this story, what you and your co-workers witnessed a couple of weeks ago.
Well, yes. Unfortunately, one of our bookkeepers was handing out cigarettes to the indigents here on 24th Street in Ballard. And one of them apparently stole a hard hat. And she, looked like a worker coming in the yard, so nobody questioned her. She proceeded over to the king crab vessel, the 122-footer called the North Sea, built by Marco back in the day, a big sister to the deadliest catches, Northwestern.
Okay.
Anyhow, it's in the yard here for repairs, and we had guys down in the engine room. Our union work crew was down doing a lot of work down in the engine room, and the engine starts to turn over. And, of course, they're working there, not on the engine, so it wasn't locked out or tagged out. But hearing the engine run was try to start was problematic. They ran up to the wheelhouse, and here's this lady. They chased her out, chased her out to the arms of the cops. And they arrested her and for felony theft. And
I mean, this is crazy. I want to make sure I understand this. So she was just one of the drug vagrants. She steals a hard hat from one of your employees who's trying to do something maybe misguided but kind. And she uses that to get access to the wheelhouse of this big ship.
$12 million, 500-ton crabber. Yeah,
I mean that's particularly devious that she thought to steal the hard hat to get access to the shipyard there.
Yeah, and it wasn't one of our hard hats. We think it was from the Yankee Diner Construction, the Seattle Public Utilities, and King County is digging a big hole next to us.
Okay.
And they, it's one of the subcontractors or whatever.
Okay. And so what you were asking, because you say that the cops were able to arrest her right away after your employees chased her out?
Yeah, right.
So the letter you CC'd me, you were sending to the prosecutor's office. Tell everybody why you were writing to the prosecutors.
Well, she was let go after 24 hours. They didn't ask for any bail or anything. They just let her go, and don't you know, she gets arrested within another 24 hours, and apparently she is in the clink now. But if she wouldn't got arrested again, oh no, she's back out. I just heard.
No.
if she wouldn't, she could have gone. You know, she's got the wherewithal to start a grab boat. She could have snuck in at night and done it because we're not that secure here, and. I'm concerned she'd use it to ram the locks and drain Lake Washington.
Well, I mean, that's what you said. That, and you had a couple of pictures and stories that you linked up. But what you wrote to the prosecutor, if she had successfully started the vessel, her target could have been the Ballard locks. And you said using this ship as a battering ram to crash the gates could have drained the locks into Puget Sound. It's really right. That powerful a ship.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's got a massive Caterpillar 16-cylinder engine in it.
And you were comparing it to the guy who stole the Horizon Air flight that
Absolutely no difference. Same thing.
Except they caught...
They both travel in a fluid. One is the air fluid, and the other travels in the water fluid. No difference.
And the other difference
one
is your...
and one floats.
Your employers or employees were able to chase this woman down before she was able to get away in the boat. But that's...
Yeah.
In your mind, that's about the only difference.
That's the only difference.
So...
They were successful in crashing... theirs, and the Victoria Clipper, when they stole the Victoria Clipper. They crashed that into two or three boats. They brought the Victoria Clipper to our shipyard afterwards, and it took us a week or two just to repair the damages.
So a disaster, you believe, because who knows what her intent was, but you think that she could have caused a tremendous environmental and economic disaster if she'd gotten away.
Absolutely, and the city of Seattle's policies are just to ignore that because she's homeless and because she needs her drugs.
You said that she was arrested on two felony counts, but
yes,
she was
and
not
let go.
She was not charged.
I don't know. All I know is she's on the streets. Maybe she's charged with a felony, and they're going to prosecute her. But when we talked to the prosecutor's office. They had no record of it.
Well, and you used a phrase that I use all the time on the air, this catch and release program that we have for the drug vagrants. That's what they're doing.
Correct.
And
by looking at her, she had all the classic symptoms, the teeth, the hair, the complexion of a meth addicted person. I may be falsely stating that she's a drug addict, but it sure looked like it.
So what was your reaction when you heard the story yesterday about the meth head with the pitchfork just a few blocks from you trying to stab a woman to death?
Well, it's no different than the shooting at the RVs that was before that, or the attacks that have been going down at this Ballard Commons. I mean, it's there was a knife attack. It just goes on and on and on. It's no different. What we're dealing with here is a major felony crime, utilizing heavy machinery as part of the tactics, and that's what we're worried about.
As the weapon, and then you also were talking about you're seeing the homeless just set random fires right next to your place too.
Oh yeah, no. Well, apparently there's a little turf battle or something going on down there on the railroad tracks, and they had a line of tents, and some guy got the gas, lit them up, and cops come down, or no, fire department comes down and says, well, it's not our problem, it's a cop's problem. And cops come down, and what did they do, guys?
Nothing.
Didn't even arrest the guy when we showed him who the guy was. Yeah, we had multi-witnesses from both the King County SPU worksite and from our shipyard that identified the guy that did the arson. And, I thought there was an arson division of the fire department. Maybe it's the police department. Maybe that's why the fire department passed it to the police department. I don't know. But the police department sure didn't care about the arson.
Yeah, what's crazy about all this, Doug, if some person living in a house in Ballard or in the suburbs, if this fall they decide to burn their leaf pile, they would get cited, they would be fined hundreds and hundreds of dollars, and yet these addicts who are setting fires that are burning plastics and far more dangerous material that goes up into our air and into our atmosphere, they don't even get charged with it. I mean, it's crazy.
What is really disconcerting is they took like 3 weeks or maybe a month or so to catch the arsonist, and a lot of resources, a lot of overtime, a lot of police and fire department arson activity on the Gaskion Fremont lumber mill arsons. They finally got that guy.
Yeah.
Here they had the guy in their hands and didn't even decide to do anything with him, just not even catch him to release him.
Unbelievable.
Just look at him and say, yeah, there's an arsonist. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I've gotten pretty good at reading the tone in people's voices, Doug, and you sound like you have just had it with all of this.
Hey, I just bought a house in Bremerton. Go to Puget Sound Business Journal. It's the featured house of the month. I'm out of here.
I mean, it just makes me so sad to hear. I grew up just a few blocks from where your shipyard is, and it's just it's unbelievable how the politicians have let the city just completely go to trash like this.
Completely is a good way to describe it.
All right.
I got to go, Dory.
I know.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you, Doug. All right, Doug. Okay, Doug Dixon. He is the general manager there at Pacific Fisherman Shipyard. So that's the story. Breaking it here. One of the homeless vagrants tried to steal a huge diesel ship, could have used it to create a tremendous environmental disaster, but the employees had to do what our law enforcement and our politicians refused to do, and that's keep the drug vagrants in check. Love to hear your thoughts. You can text me, 98973. That's 98973, the Online Trading Academy text line, and we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.